his State of the State address earlier this year, Governor Cuomo threw his support behind the expansion plan.
Support the extension of Buffalo's light rail to Amherst.
For Doug Funke, president of local advocacy group Citizens for Regional Transit, this moment has been a long time coming.
Oh, it feels great. We've been doing it since about 1965.
Funke says the extension would make getting downtown from Amherst a lot easier.
Very efficient, and I think people will discover or rediscover that that's a good way to move people around.
Around 20,000 people a day ride the Metro Rail now, and the NFTA projects that could more than double. Around half the increase would come from UB students, who currently ride the Stampede shuttle bus between campuses. The NFTA also projects hundreds of millions of dollars in economic benefits from increased property values and new development around stations. Similar promises were made back in the 80s when planning for the original line was underway. But today, several stations are surrounded by empty buildings and vacant lots. A 2007 UB study found that some stations, like Utica and Summer Best, actually had a negative effect on nearby property values. Amherst Town Supervisor Dr. Barry Weinstein called what happened in Buffalo a disaster.
There's no increased value, there's no increased taxes, and I don't see how they can extrapolate that to Amherst and expect a contribution.
Transit expert Robert Paswell worked on some of the studies of the original rail line, and he sees it differently.
So it wasn't the fault of the light rail, which creates great access, that things didn't happen. It was the fault of co-planning and bad planning decisions that took place.
Still, experts agree that public transit by itself doesn't create much growth. It needs support from local government and policies to encourage development, like rezoning around stations, subsidies for developers, and limiting the amount of new parking. In practice, that can be difficult to accomplish. Larry Penner worked for the Federal Transit Administration region that oversees the NFTA for more than 30 years.
Every local village, town, and city, like Amherst, for example, the local people who control the zoning process, you have to have their buy-in that they support the economic development that you're counting on.
The federal government would cover half the cost of construction, estimated at $1.2 billion. The hoped-for economic benefits are especially important because the NFTA is considering using increases in property value to help pay for some of its share of that cost. Weinstein, the Amherst Town Supervisor, is skeptical.
I think you're being irresponsible. I think it's unrealistic. I think it's unreasonable.
State and local taxpayers would cover around $600 million in construction costs and an estimated $10 million a year in operating subsidies. Robert Paswell, who's now a professor of urban planning at the City University of New York, said the benefits to the region could be huge, but would depend on doing things very differently this time around.
If you do as you did 30 years ago, just say, we'll put the light rail down and anybody can do whatever they want in terms of development, and we're going to still keep the car because the car is the most critical thing, then it probably won't be as successful as you would expect.
For WBFO News, I'm Charlotte Keith with Investigative Post.